example, the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida is excited about their involvement with the Youth Conservation Academy. As NRCS State Conservationist Carlos Suarez gives us the details.
We are very excited to be in partnership with the First Child Botanical Gardens in Miami-Dade County, and also with the Terra Environmental Charter School and our Office of Outreach and Advocacy and headquarters and us here in Florida on an effort called Project Grow, or as we also call it locally, the NRCS Youth Conservation Academy. In this academy, what we are looking at is focusing on junior and high school and senior high school students, using this as a tool for outreach to get them very involved in, you know, what the agency does as far as protecting natural resources and the conservation of the environment.
Suarez adds that they have always made an attempt to reach young people, often at the college level. But one of the main focuses of this effort is to encourage students at the high school level to go ahead and start thinking about careers in natural resources.
And also targeting a very important group with, you know, African Americans and Hispanic students in the schools, which is, you know, most of those students in the schools are actually minority students. And we certainly want to be outreaching to all of them, but also very in particular to this group that, you know, have an interest in having been able to take classes or having been able to be exposed in the past to the opportunities. And with projects of this nature, we feel that we certainly will be opening their minds and opening their possibilities to study or majoring in this kind of courses or areas.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.